Rural Alaska power costs are unsustainable, and this week, energy providers are gathering in Anchorage to find ways to help bring those costs down. The goal of the Alaska Rural Energy Conference is to create a forum to share ideas aimed at finding solutions for one of the biggest problems facing the state. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Everyone talks about reducing our dependence on oil, and in rural Alaska, some communities are using innovation and technology to do just that. George Hornberger is the general manager of INN Electric Co-op that serves Illiamna, New Halen, and Non-Dalton. His company has achieved something that was unheard of only a few years ago. It's weaned off diesel.
The diesel is strictly standby. We were 98.5% hydropower in 2012.
Hornberger says INN's facility was built in 1982, so getting to full hydro wasn't easy.
When I started managing the plant in 2009, we were still burning between 35 and 40,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year to supplement the hydro. 2012, we got down to 4,956 gallons or so of diesel fuel burn.
He says hydro and diesel systems can be integrated fairly easily, but hydro poses some unique problems like frazzle ice.
It's when the river is basically freezing from the bottom up. You have water temperature that's below freezing, microscopic crystals of ice in the water that start adhering to the bottom that makes big chunks that float up, and that was a major problem.
Hornberger credits INN's board with the foresight to take on the debt to build the hydro facilities in the first place. Harnessing river power is not a new idea, but newer innovations are wresting power from the ocean itself. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission earlier this year approved a wave power project for the city of Yakutat. Bill Staube is CEO of Resolute Marine Energy, a Boston-based company now working on that project. Staube says the wave resource is excellent in Yakutat, and he stresses that wave power is not the same as tidal energy because it is wind-driven.
As the wind blows over the surface of the ocean, it essentially induces vibrations, which is what waves really are, is vibrating water particles. The longer the distance that a wave has a chance to work uninterrupted on a water surface, the better the wave resource is likely to be. In Yakutat, those waves are essentially coming from Japan.
That's one heck of a renewable resource, but it's still in the future. On Monday, the Federal Office of Indian Energy and Policy named 5 Alaska Native villages to a program that strengthens existing renewable energy projects. They will receive up to $250,000 along with technical assistance to further community-based energy solutions. One of the winners is the native village of Congiganak. Roderick Phillip chairs Congiganak's energy board. The village is using the funds to buy thermal stoves to store energy from wind turbines.
We have 5 wind turbines and we have thermal stoves. The excess energy goes to all the thermal stoves. The thermal stoves heat homes, and when the wind's blowing, people with the thermal stoves turn their oil stoves off.
The stove's reliance on waste heat cuts way down on fuel costs, but hasn't wiped out the need for diesel just yet. But it is saving the community thousands of dollars each month. Julie Esty with the Alaska Center for Energy and Power says it will be years before diesel power is a thing of the past, so improving diesel generation to increase its efficiency now is important to Alaska.
When you're looking at fluctuating resources like wind, solar is another one, it's hard to integrate that kind of fluctuating power into a small grid. So what normally happens is a diesel generator has to keep spinning to make sure that there's not a brownout or a blackout. So the integration and making sure that you can really offset diesel by putting in a wind turbine, those are the integration issues that we're solving right now.
She says compared with the lower 48, Alaska's power grid is tiny, and innovations made here by small community projects could one day be exported to remote areas of the world which are looking to solve energy problems of their own. I'm Ellen Lockyer.